at the very beginning, someone advised us we should have tuition. And we followed that advice for just the first year, and it was $10 a month. Hardly even worth speaking of, but we had parents who couldn't pay that. They had been so devastated by all the medical expenses they had incurred that they were just wiped out. And so we did away with the tuition. And it has been tuition-free since 1973.
Can only imagine the thrill that these parents, who didn't even know who to talk to initially, those that came to the Little Lighthouse that day, how thrilled they must have been. They connected with people who had the same kind of problem.
John, so much of my time, when I remember those early days, hours and hours and hours of my time was spent on the phone by parents calling, I hear that you're starting this. And they were so desperate for somebody to talk to. I would be on the phone for hours talking to these parents. And yes, they were absolutely jubilant to finally have said, well, little boy had been born without a nose. And they had had to build him a nose. And so he had had extensive challenges. I had another little boy who is hydrocephalic and cerebral palsy, severe brain damage. Had another little boy. I mean, they were all so different. Another little boy was totally blind. He had two glass eyes. Then there was Charmin, you know, with her physical challenges. And then there was Missy, who just was visually impaired. And trust me when I say, you know, after seeing all the multiple problems and learning that at that time, the average child with special needs had 2.2 handicapping conditions. So very quickly, we realized this can't just be for the blind, because we were having to meet the other needs. In other words, this child's blind, but he also has cerebral palsy. We've got to have a physical therapist. This child's blind, but he also has these other needs. And so because we ended up having to add physical therapy, occupational therapy, et cetera, speech pathology, et cetera, we within 2 years, or within a year and a half, dropped the requirement that they be visually impaired and began to accept any child with any special need.
So did you come to them with a need for a full-time director?
Yes, immediately. We knew we needed that. There's so much to do. We had no forms for parents to fill out. We had no forms for employees to fill out. We had nothing. We didn't even have a file cabinet. And Cheryl was pregnant at the time. And so by default, I got to play that role. I started out as executive director and ended up remaining in that role for 41 years.
Did you have furniture? What were the physical needs?
We didn't have, I mean, oh, I take that back. We did have, I think that our husbands there was kind of an irony here. They said we could have $65, which is how much we had raised on that first garage sale, to buy equipment. And so we went to the Tulsa Public School warehouse. And I don't know if you know this, but they still sell stuff dirt cheap there. We were able to get huge bookcases for like $7. So we got children's tables and chairs and bookcases to hold our equipment and so on there. That's kind of how it all began. I think we were able to get a desk from there too. They didn't have any file cabinets. So we began to pray for a file cabinet. I don't know if you've read the story, but one day a file cabinet starts coming through this way, the very narrow door. My office was the entry hall to this little house. And I look up and there's this file cabinet coming through the front door. And I think, what on earth? I knew we didn't have the money for it. And so the guy finally got on the other. I said, sir, I'm sorry, but we did not order a file cabinet. He said, well, I was told to deliver this to this address. And I said, well, you're going to have to take it back because we can't afford it and we didn't order it. So you're going to have to return it. He said, lady, I was told to bring this here and I'm leaving it. And it turned out that one of the ladies from the auxiliary that I'd helped to organize, she had picked up on the fact that we needed a file cabinet and had had it donated. And, you know, we learned something because we had prayed for it, and we learned something that day. We we had to pray very specifically for things. And we began to pray very probably one story that I haven't shared in years, the children, whether they were eating or they were doing finger paints, whatever, they would end up covered with whatever. And so we knew we needed smocks for them, just little aprons. We had looked into it, but my sister had looked into seeing if she could find some for us, and we decided it was too expensive. We couldn't afford them. But she had gone into a well-known little kid's clothing shop. One day I was out with her. She said, let's run in. There was one, I think it's called Marge McNerney's. She said, let's run in. I said, I don't have time. I've got to get home. She said, please, just for a few minutes. So we walked in this place. And I've not said a word to anyone, and this lady that works there walks up to me, and she's got this catalog. Not a word has been spoken. But this lady walks up, she's, aren't you Marcia Mitchell? And I said, yes. And she said, she introduced herself, and she said, I understand that you need some smocks at the Little Lighthouse for your children. And I said, yes. And she said, well, will these work? And she's pointing to these darling smocks. I said, yes. And she said, well, if there's something wrong with these, we've got all, look at these. There's all kinds in here. You can just take your pick. And I said, I'm sorry, I don't understand. It was obviously a merchant's, you know, the price, I couldn't figure it out. And I said, how much are they? And she said, oh, you don't need to worry about that. And I said, well, I'm afraid we do. She said, no. This is on us. You just pick out however many you want and what colors you want, and I will get them. Well, I am like, what on earth? And so finally, I walked up to the counter and I said, ma'am, I am really sorry, but have we met? How did you know me? And she said, well, there was an article in the paper the other day about the Little Lighthouse, and your picture was a part of that article, and so I recognized you. And a while back, somebody was in here asking about smocks, but I'd never heard of the Little Lighthouse at that time. But after reading that article, and I recognized you from the picture, you walked in here, and I just knew God was telling me I'm supposed to donate those smocks. And so, you know, I left that day just so in awe of God. You know, we could have gone to any other children's clothing shop, but God had directed us there. And that was one of just countless miracles that we experienced during those first few years, just God's divine, miraculous provision.